This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I don't know what is a part of your DNA, but I want you to decide today. When this message is over and we're through with what we're doing the next few minutes, you're going to say, I'm making a decision that forgiveness is going to be a big part of my DNA, my spiritual DNA, that forgiveness is such a part of my personality and it's such a part of my spirit that I can't help but be a person of forgiveness who has received it and who shares it. I want to talk about some of the phrases out of this. First of all, a woman comes to Jesus with a past. Guess what? Everybody has a past. Everybody has a past. We all come to the Lord with a past. Nobody comes without a past. And I want you to notice that at this dinner, all she does is stand at the feet of Jesus and starts to weep. I think intuitively and in her spirit, she sensed the one she was in the presence of. Have you ever noticed that there's things that will happen and a lump will come to your throat? A tear may come to your eye. Pay attention to those moments. Notice what it is that brings a tear to your eye. Notice what it is that brings a lump to your throat. I think the Lord may be speaking to us in those moments. Maybe speaking to us in those moments when we sense the emotion that comes into our lives. And you notice that how she's described. The Pharisee, Simon, in verse 39 says, when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this woman at the feet of Jesus, wiping his feet with her hair and wiping the tears off, pouring perfume on them, he said, if this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner. That's an example of people who are able to confess the sins of other people. Don't raise your hand. That you know people like that. Who are able to confess the sins of other people. And they're not only able to do it, they're ready to do it. They're willing to do it. They're waiting for the chance to do it. And be careful if you discover in yourself that desire to confess the sins of other people. That's what this man, the Pharisee, was doing. He was confessing the sins of that woman. If Jesus really were a prophet, he would know who was touching him and what kind of woman she is. Isn't it interesting? Her sin was something that was well known in the town. Any of you grow up in a small town where nobody's business is everybody's business? You know that phrase. Nobody's business is everybody's business. That's the scenario here. Everybody knew what she was doing. And let's be honest, we can assume it had to do with personal morality. I'm sure it did. Everybody in town knew she was living a sinful life. I want you to notice that Jesus' purpose in dealing with her was to make her whole again. You know, if you find yourself always wanting to criticize people as a means of revenge, as a means of getting even, that's not the spirit you're to have and I'm to have. Criticism is done for the purpose of restoring a person. And I think Jesus said, how can we make this woman whole again? Well, forgiveness is a good start. Forgiveness will do more for you psychologically and mentally than anything else I know. Forgiveness will do more for you emotionally than anything else I know. It will do more for you spiritually, obviously, than anything else I know.
Well, what have you discovered that forgiveness has done in your own life? We'll continue that thought line tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. Be sure and look at visual stories on crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.